Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to
Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. It's going to be a beautiful day out there today on this Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to every mother out there, including my mother, including my wife, the mother of my two beautiful children. It's going to be a great day outside. It'll be a great day for everyone. It's looking at least in my area, about 65 and sunny most of the day. Perfect. Perfect day to get out there, enjoy the sun, enjoy the outside. And, you know, hey, if you're looking to get out in the garden, get out in the garden and enjoy it. I know a lot of you out there will use the outside as your way of relaxing, getting out in the garden, enjoying it. So you might as well, right? It's really going to be a nice day, so you might as well take advantage. We're starting to get into that deeper spring feel, if you will, instead of, you know, all the rain and all the cooler weather. We're starting to turn that corner, it feels like, at least. Hopefully we'll have that taken care of soon, and then we can start enjoying all of the outside and everything that it has to give us. So, we will be able to hopefully enjoy it, like I said, soon, so that we can all get outside and enjoy the flowers that we'll put out. Because I know Mother's Day, one of the most popular gifts for mom is, a nice hanging basket here. So, I know a lot of hanging baskets have already been purchased. A lot of them are going to be purchased today. More, maybe even some gift cards to nice garden center, something along those lines, so they can pick out whatever they so choose. But it's definitely a great day. Now we could be, we can discuss a lot of different things today. The sky's the limit. It's really up to you guys on what you want to discuss. We can definitely do a number of different things, right? We could be talking in regards to the lawn, like always. We could be talking in regards to, just some different patio plants, some different plants that you have, or, you have questions in regards to. Not a problem. That's what we're here for. So definitely give us a call so we can help you out with all those gardening questions. You know, it's starting to warm up, so we're starting to, get outside more and get those, few garden projects done. So you're going to start to see a few more things that you might not have seen in the past with, outside. You might see some more insects. You might see, a few different things. So we're here for that, to help you out. You just give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time throughout the show. So we got about 4 hours just to talk about gardening and any questions that you have. And we'll definitely try and help you out. So the great thing about spring, one of my favorite things, and I've talked about this a couple times, but is how all the trees are starting to fill with leaves in that process, and how they start and then they go to the next. We're driving down the street and all these trees are flowering. They're starting to show their leaves. It's gorgeous. I took a different way home yesterday just so I could see the different trees and shrubs that were in flower on a back road versus on the highway. Just as I knew I'd see a lot of different things, and the amount of crab apples out there that are in full bloom, some magnolias that are out there, but just everything right now in full color. It just shows how awesome the spring is, and how awesome, Mother Nature really is, and what we have out there, because it is gorgeous to just drive down the street and see a few things. So, that's an option to do for you. Just get out there, get some ideas too. We use that. Used to use that for ideas when, wondering what people were looking for. Just drive down the street, see what's in flower, and see, all right, this might be something that somebody would look for in the garden center. So, I'm gonna take a look in it and start suggesting that, because that's what's flowering right now. A lot of times in the garden center, somebody will come in and say, oh, I saw this. It was pink, and it was over at this place, yada, yada, yada. And you would kind of say, oh, yeah, you know what? I just saw something like that. So this is the best time of year to see all the new flowers, all everything. And then we're still, a few weeks away from some of the other blooms, such as your rhododendrons. More hydrangeas will be starting to fill this area. It's interesting that at the garden center at where I work in Mahoney's, we brought in a bunch of the endless summer hydrangea, and they're full leaf because they're coming from the south. Mine don't even look like much, and it's like, oh, am I ever going to look like anything? And then I realize, all right, we're in New England. But you're starting to get those are starting to open up and starting to look like something. So spring is here. It really is. It's really going to be something. Today is going to be real nice. So get out there and enjoy it, and get out there, enjoy that weather. Now I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Last fall, due to the drought, I lost a lot of my grass. I'm trying to reseed it.
Okay.
But the weeds are going gangbusters. and I've got some weeds that just do not respond to the usual weed killers.
Okay.
In particular, I got violets, chickweed, and speedwell.
Yep.
Now, with the wild violets, I've read that there's a coating on the leaf that kind of prevents the herbicide from getting absorbed. I've been trying triclopyr.
Okay.
But anyway, is there anything that will cut through that coating?
So for those...
Got a waxy coating, they say.
Yep, yep. So there are a couple products that you could actually use to work on there. There's a product from Bonide called Chickweed Clover and Oxalis Killer.
That's what I'm using.
So that's part of it. And then what I'd like to see you use, there's a product called Weed Beater. Not Weed Beater Ultra, but Weed Beater.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking it up because I want to see the active ingredient again.
There's just another ingredient called Quinclorac, but it's very low concentration.
Yeah. Let me Weed Beater. So the Weed Beater versus Weed Beater Ultra has a different active ingredient in it. The Weed Beater, trying to, as we're talking here, I can't remember the exact ingredient, so that's why I'm trying to pull it up at the same time.
I think it was like dicamba, quinclorac, and I think another thing. I remember.
So let me do this. We're going to hit a break here.
Yep.
I want you to hang tight so I can get you the exact ingredients, because I have a mixture that somebody I used to work with who used to use it on golf courses all the time.
Right.
Okay? So I want to make sure I get you the right information. So hang tight with me. Oh, perfect. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing, I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're on the phone here with Bob out of New Hampshire. Bob, so I want to get back to it. Which product did you say you've used so far?
Right now I'm using the product. I went on an extension website, and they were recommending Triclopyr.
Yep.
And I find there's a bunch of products that are for different, label for different uses, but they all contain 8% Triclopyr.
Yep.
So the one I've been using is this, what you mentioned, that chickweed clover oxalis killer with 8% Triclopyr, and I'm using 2 ounces a gallon. Tablespoons a gallon, which is the recommended rate that I found for Violet. And the same site I found said multiple applications are probably going to be necessary. But they mentioned this waxy coating, and I just didn't know if there's something that would cut through that waxy coating.
So that's the thing. So the Triclopyr is part of it. Now, on the chickweed clover and oxalis killer,
it's not bonides, it's orthos, but same.
Okay, yeah, because so there's a combination that I like to use. So the bonide version of the chickweed clover and oxalis killer plus the Triclopyr, which the Triclopyr you could also get from the Weed Be Gone poison ivy killer from Scott's.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of them, but when you label, they all have the same.
Exactly. But what I like to do is actually combine the two. I use 1 ounce of each.
Okay.
So the chickweed clover and oxalis killer from Bonide, that one does not have the Triclopyr in it. It has 3 other active ingredients in there that will help break down some of that outer coating. Right.
I think they have a thing on it that says do not use more than twice a year.
Yeah, so this is the thing. I hinted at prior, a guy I used to work with golf courses all over Massachusetts, still does actually. And for the longest time, when it came to chickweed, clover, oxalis, henbit, all those type of creeping type.
And violets.
Yeah, and violets, everything. He always said, use the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer and a triclopyr, 1 ounce of each in a gallon. Okay. Use it in 2 week intervals for three applications. And you got to do it now, because the problem is once we get into the hot summer, they go dormant. They don't like the heat. They like the cooler temperatures. And everything you're doing doesn't do anything to kill them later on. So you got to do it now.
I've been at it, but like I say, it's not having much effect.
So it's three application, 2 week intervals. I think the combination of the two products together is what does it. One kind of breaks down that coating a bit. The other one will kill it. We've had a lot of rain the past month or so. So I think some of it's just kind of washing through, even though you probably do it on days where it's sunny for a couple of days. I think what's happening is the amount of moisture that's in the ground comparative to last year, the plants are holding on to it a little bit. So I think we need a little bit more sun. And I looked at the weather, you know, just for the next kind of 10 days, and it always changes. But it looks like rain tomorrow, and then the rest of the week looks pretty good.
Right.
So I think those warmer temperatures will also help almost like cook it. We also need the sun, because once you break that outer coating, the sun also helps dehydrate it.
Right.
So that you break that outer coating, it doesn't have its protection. The sun is a second factor after these products that we're putting down. It dehydrates the leaf, allows the spray to really get in there and go deeper into the root system. So
it has like a rhizome.
Yeah. So I really think that it can happen. I think just the amount of rain in the past month has affected it a bit.
Could we get to a couple other questions, too?
Of course. We're going to hit another break. I want you to stay on with me, because I want to answer whatever you got.
Right.
But I think this one is another important one. So we'll hit that. When we get back from the break, we'll get the other questions here with Bob. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. Remnants of China's rogue Long March 5B rocket reportedly landed in the Indian Ocean this morning after its uncontrolled descent was tracked around the world over the past week. Reuters reported the landing, citing information from the Chinese government. The rocket is one of the largest objects in recent history to strike the Earth after falling out of orbit following a Chinese re-entry last year, which struck a small village in West Africa. No injuries were reported from that incident. The death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital of Kabul has soared to over 50, many of them adolescent students. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100, according to Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. Three explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement. This is USA Radio News. The Octomom has been beat out by Nanumom. USA's Wendy King has the story.
A woman in Mali has given birth to 9 babies. 25-year-old Halima Cisse gave birth by cesarean section to 4 boys and 5 girls on Tuesday. The nonuplets have yet to be verified by the Guinness Book of World Records for the most births from a single woman. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
States have asked the federal government this week to withhold large amounts of the COVID-19 vaccine amid plummeting demand for the shots, adding to an already growing U.S. stockpile of doses. More than 150 million Americans, approximately 57% of the adult population, have received at least one dose of vaccine, but government leaders are digging in to persuade the rest of the country to get inoculated. The Biden administration announced this week that if states don't order all the vaccine they've been allotted, the administration will shift the surplus to meet demand in other states. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And on the line now we have Bob from New Hampshire. We had a few other questions I wanted to help out with. So, Bob, what were those questions we can help you out with?
I have some June pink azaleas, which are a native azalea in New Hampshire. And the last couple of years, I've had quite a problem with azalea leaf gall, which is caused by a fungus. Forms these growths that look like little crab apples.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering if there's something I can use to prevent that. You know, they're still early on, they haven't budded out yet. You know, they haven't started to leaf out yet. So I'm wondering what I could use to try and prevent those things from forming. You know, I've picked them all off and disposed of them, but I got so many of them last year by the bucketful.
So, you know, it goes by season, right? The galls will show up more heavily when it is a very wet spring. Last year we had a very wet spring. You know, so we've had a good amount of rain at this point, so we're probably going to see a bunch again because it is a windborne fungus, right? So yeah. It overwinters on the bark and in the buds. So it's not like it's not easy to just you know, fix, right? You're doing the right thing by you know, getting rid of them instead of letting them sit, because what will happen is once they sit for so long, they'll break apart a bit over time. The spores will then get windborne, get onto all the plants, because it doesn't just sit on azaleas. It will go onto some rhododendrons and some blueberries.
If it, after right? They're on there for a while, they form this kind of a whitish, powdery-looking coating, you know, if you let them
go. And so that's starting to get them to that next stage where they'll start to show the spores, to push the spores to everywhere. So a couple things you can do, and what they one suggestion that I've heard for this, other than removal, right, before it gets to the spores, is thin out that azalea a little bit, right? Yep. So take some of the inner branches out, some that you're not going to miss. Thin it out to allow airflow to go through. Because the water, the rain in the spring will just sit there. And it's almost kind of like if you're thinking about your tomatoes, you know, the tomato fungus, if it just gets wet on the inside, it'll start to form on the bottom and then move its way up. We're trying to do the same thing. We're trying to thin out the azalea so that the water doesn't sit as easily, right? Get them out as much as possible. The other thing, so the thinning out is a huge thing. Getting rid of the galls exactly like you did before they hit the spore stage, perfect. Don't let them hit the ground. Remove all of those. This azalea that you have, that's a deciduous azalea, right?
Yep.
So at the end of the season, what I'd want you to also do is instead, like, remove all the leaves in the area. Don't put them in a compost or anything. Just take the leaves and get rid of them because there could be some of that spores, those spores in the, you know, on the leaves, right? One other thing that you can do when it, you know, last year you said it was really bad. Once you've cleaned it up, what I'd like to see you do is spray the whole plant down with like a neem oil, right?
Yeah, I tried that, proper, but that
didn't. What the neem oil does is it suffocates the spores that are there. And so any of the extra spores after you've cleaned it up and thinned it out, it's going to suffocate them. And that could actually help with the long-term effects from them. And what I would do is, I know you said that you've seen it on the azaleas, but if you have any rhododendrons around it or, you know, the other types that can get it, maybe just take a look at them and make sure they don't have them as well. They might start off small.
I've checked my other. It just seems to be the June paint that's hitting. I've got other azaleas, but it's not bothering them. Anyway, can I ask my other question?
Yeah, sure.
Like I said, I've got barrier areas in my lawn, so I've been started some reseeding a couple weeks ago, but I think it's been too cool.
Yeah.
I did a germination test indoors, and I'd get germination in like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
But outdoors, nothing's happening. And I think, is it just because it's just been too cool?
I think the fluctuation in temperatures have just been so much up and down. You know, we've still seen some 40s, low 40s overnight.
Right.
And whereas even sometimes during the day, it gets close to 70, and then it drops down to 40. And it's just slowing everything down. I foresee that just looking at the forecast, the next week or two, the temperatures are supposed to jump up.
Yeah.
Into the higher 60s consistently instead of just like 1 or 2 days. It's looking like, you know, 4, 5, 6 days. So that's definitely going to help it.
The seed that I put down, is it just sitting there dormant or will I have to reseed?
So it can be very slow and be dormant with the temperatures. And what it does is it slows the whole thing down. So instead of seeing like germination in 14 to 21 days, you might see germination in 28 to 35 or a little bit more.
It's grass because it's supposed to be fast germinating. You know?
I think the temperatures have really done a lot to it. What I always do when I'm seeding is I'll go in, put the seed down as recommended, and then about 10 days later, throw, you know, half the amount down over those same areas so that it's refilling a little bit behind it. So any place that I missed, etc. I think we're looking ahead. Things are going to be all right going forward temperature-wise. So I definitely see you putting down the seed and being fine. I see no problem with that.
The other problem I'm finding is because it takes so long for the grass to germinate, the weeds are out competing.
They can be. And that, so what I'm sure you've already done this, but take a look at your pH levels and your what nutrients and everything that are actually in the soil.
Yeah.
Because weeds tend to thrive in lower pH and not as good soil conditions.
Okay.
So that could be part of it. I don't know if you've gotten a soil test or not, But I would definitely look into doing that. I would also look into adding lime to the soil.
Okay.
Because weeds tend to thrive in lower pH levels where they're more acidic, where it's not as, you know, healthy, if you will. So I'd be looking at adding a fast-acting lime. There's multiple varieties out there that you could use. I'd also look at something to help release some of the trapped nutrients that might be in your soil. That would be a product like Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, or Natural Alternatives has a product called Sulfur. Either one of those, what they do is they kind of go into your soil, break up some of the trapped nutrients, release them. In New England, there's a lot of phosphorus in the soil just sitting. And it sometimes it just gets stuck. Some of the other elements will hold them in there. And so I think that will help as well. But if if you're having some issues, it might be time to try and get a soil test. Send it out to like UMass, Penn State. Natural Alternative has one as well that you can send out.
It's just my lawn is so big that I eat a ton of soil. You just reminded me of another topic.
Sure.
Your dad used to say that if you have moss growing around your blueberries, the soil is too acid.
It's a good possibility because moss loves acidic soils. Nine times out of ten, it loves the compact soils, so that could also be part of it. Is there a lot of clay in the area?
No.
Okay. Well, sometimes if there's a lot of clay in the soil, that will hold the moisture, which then creates the moss, etc. But
will moss out hurt the blueberries?
It's like an iron phosphate. Is it like right up to the the plant?
It's patchy, but a couple places. I was out there trying to pull it yesterday, but it's really hard to remove.
They have moss killers that are granule that will sit right on top of the moss and kill the moss itself. It's not just about killing the moss there, though. What you also need to do is use a product to break up the soil underneath it. Again, so like a product like Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, what happens is the pH could be very low there, although we want the acidic soil for blueberries, but there's what could be happening is it's just really compact in the area, and so that Love Your Soil breaks it up a little bit, moves those nutrients through the soil a little easier, allows the blueberry to pull those out there, and allows around it to kind of not have that moss phase, because you could just kill moss every day, every season, but if you don't do something underneath it and take care of the soil, it's just going to come back. So that Love Your Soil is kind of like a gypsum, right? It's just a faster acting, it's a faster acting gypsum. So gypsum can take, 4 to 6 months to really do its thing. That Love Your Soil, as soon as it hits the ground, it's starting to work, starting to do its thing. So either way, but we want to kind of break up some of there. And so the gypsum would be fine to do if that's what you have. But kill the moss, then the gypsum, and then you should be all right.
But I should hold off on using any acid fertilizer, which is a typical thing for blueberries, is an acid fertilizer.
Yeah, so I would think that you have a very acidic soil already, so maybe you don't have to push it this season. But what will happen is if you use like the gypsum or the Love Your Soil on there, it releases some of those, some of the acidity, some of the other items. So it might bring the soil's pH up. So you might want to, take a look at it, not do any acidic fertilizer like a soil acidifier to push the pH down. Still use like a mere acid fertilizer because it's the numbers on it are a lot higher, and that's just going to – it's more acidic style. We just don't want to use something specifically to bring the pH down, and that would be like your soil acidifier. whereas the muir acid is a fertilizer. It just tends to be for more like evergreens, more those types.
So I've been using this stuff that's for azalea, rhododendrons, you know, acid-loving plants, and blueberries, you know.
So you could still use that, but I just wouldn't look for something to acidify, to make the soil more acidic. By soil acidifier is specifically to make your soil's pH go down.
A fertilizer that's for acid-loving plants, what's it doing?
It will feed the same way as a regular, but it just keeps the acidity in your pH down.
Yeah.
It doesn't allow it to raise. We're not feeding the pH level. We're feeding the plant itself.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Bob. Well, good luck with everything. And any other questions, let us know. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break here. 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, if you want the best looking lawn and garden in your neighborhood, then you need to use the best lawn and garden fertilizers on the planet. ProTrust Products offers everything you need for a great looking lawn, beautiful trees and shrubs, and a garden with spectacular blooms and bountiful veggie harvests. ProTrust Products Spring Garden Special right now includes 3 bags of their 4-pound Garden Trust Fertilizer and a bag of their Plant Trust Fertilizer for a special price and free shipping. One application of these fertilizers lasts the entire season. So if you are getting your garden ready, then order the Spring Garden Special from ProTrust Products at ProTrustProducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Massachusetts.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have 2 questions.
Sure.
One is I have hydrangeas in a location that I needed to be. It's all day sun. I'm sorry, morning sun. It's not morning sun. It's just sun all day. And I removed all the mulch around it, and I'm wondering, could I put my soaker hoses around, there's like 5 or 6 of them, and then put the mulch on top of the soaker hose, or vice versa?
Yeah, so you can put it on top of the mulch or have the mulch over it. That's not a problem. What happens sometimes is... if you have the real soaker, so it comes out of all edges, you don't have the sprinkler hose, right?
Right.
You know, don't put it right up against the trunk, obviously. Take it out a little bit to the drip line, and then you could cover it with the mulch, or you could put it on top. Either way would be fine.
Okay, my other question is I have asparagus and I've been growing them for 7 years. They're doing well. But what I do, and you can correct me, I just let them grow, and I like to see the ferns in the garden. And then when the ferns turn brown with the berries on them, I just lie them down near the asparagus. And then sometimes I get a path, but some places I don't. Am I doing this correctly?
So you're talking about at the end of the season?
Yes.
You know, so some will actually, so when it starts to turn that like yellowy color, brown color, die back, you kind of just let them sit.
Right.
Some people will just cut them out, cut the brown fronds from the plant, and just remove them. What it does is it forces the plant to go into dormancy instead of just sitting there. So cutting it back sometimes does help them so that it allows that next season to have more of like a vigorous growth, a stronger growth for you.
So if I cut them down and lay the dead branches with the berries on them in another area, will those berries produce new asparagus seeds?
So I would say not all of them would. You might get some here and there. It would depend upon, you know, weather-wise. What'll happen is it might not happen right away. So I would think if you put them somewhere else, you could have that happen without an issue. But it just might not all of them are going to germinate and get to that next level for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Tom.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have about a minute before the break, so we're going to introduce the next call and see what we can do to help. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. So I have a Bartlett tree.
Okay.
And the bark, I have two pear trees. One of them, I believe, is a Bartlett. And last year, after they all,
After they all, what happened?
Okay. So what happened was a bear last year took all my pears off the tree. They climbed one of the trees and then collapsed the other tree and just took all the pears off that because the other one is a smaller one. It's a mini pear tree. So that one that he put down on the ground is all peeling. The bark is all peeling.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to do to stop that. I don't know if it's too late or what.
Let's do this, Jen. I'm going to hit a break here. So I want you to hang tight with me. When we get back from the break, I'll give you some ideas of what we can do going forward. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.